Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, we welcome everybody back to Astro Mind 2012. I'll be the host tonight, and Adrian will be the guest. Adrian, are you there?
Yes, here.
Welcome back, everybody, to Astro Mind 2012. And what's on the topic tonight, Roy?
This is going to be interesting. We just want to let all our callers and listeners out there know that we are now doing a two-hour show. And our first half of our show is we'll be doing readings for twin flames and soulmates. We found that a lot of these energies are really presencing themselves, and we'd like to, you know, help people, whatever, you know, they might be experiencing in their relationships. And so we're looking forward to this new show that we're doing now. And plus, at the second half, we'll be doing our workshop, and that's going to include hypnosis and geometric transformation. It's a sacred geometry. And what's on the agenda with you tonight, Agent?
Well, I'd just like to talk a little bit about this website that I'm working on. It's called ornum.com. And for anybody who would like a private reading with me, I'm going to be posting a link so that you can click on it and come in to a private reading with me. My rates are very low. Ornum gets their percentage, I get mine. So if you like a longer reading, or if you have any problems to get a hold of me, please send us an email and I'll send you that link. And we'll go ahead and put that on our blog so that you know where to go. So I just wanted to mention that. Also, I'll be doing the 50 chart readings. With my pendulum and my chart, and it goes into all kinds of different things that can actually help you. You know, go into health, it can go into essential oils, color therapy, percentages, family lineage, clearing DNA. It can go into all kinds of different information. It can even channel spirits and find lost objects. I just wanted to share an experience where I had a lady come on the website on Ornum. She was looking for a lost object, and the guy that's been doing it for a long time, he said to the girl, he said he wasn't meant to be the one, so he sent her off to somebody else. She came to my room. I found the lost object in her fireplace, and it was an expensive ring that her son threw in the fireplace. So she found it, and I can imagine that it was very expensive, Roy.
Yeah, you know, and not only that, but I'm sure it had a lot of, you know, it could have belonged to her mother or grandmother. So, you know, I'm sure it meant a lot, you know, to find that again. And
that's very
good. We do know, you know, that the pendulum is very accurate. And it can find things, it could help people, it could even, you know, help them get past any blockages that they have in relationships. So we're very fortunate to have this tool. And, you know, we have a caller that's been holding, and why don't we go ahead and use this with our next caller.
Okay.
Let's go ahead and invite the caller from the 337 area. Hello. You're on there.
Hello, how are you? Hi.
Hi, and what's your name and where are you from?
My name is Tamla, and I'm calling from Louisiana.
Wonderful, and again, we welcome you to our show tonight, and you're talking to Roy and Adrian. And how can we help you tonight?
I just wanted to know if you can tell me a little bit about me and my twin flame? Like, I know you can kind of read into the past, present, and future, but I just kind of wanted to see if you can see what's going to go on with me and my twins for the future as far as the work we supposed to be doing. Or I think we are doing it because when I'm having dreams, I actually can see the work that we're doing, but I just wanted to see if he can tap into what we're going to be doing in the future.
Okay, Adrian, did you hear okay?
Yeah. She wants to know what they'll be doing in the future.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Did you want me to check in the relationship chart, Roy?
Now, you say what you're going to be doing. Are you looking for a new location, a new job? What are your plans?
I have a home-based business, and I'm working on building that up right now presently.
Okay. But that's something that you could transfer to anywhere.
Yeah,
you
I
know,
can take it with
yeah.
me because everything is on the laptop here.
Yeah. So are you planning on moving?
I feel like in my soul, I get that a lot. I don't know where it's coming from. I haven't, thought about it. Well, I want to travel. That's
okay.
What I want to do. But the moving part, I don't know. It just seems like I've been seeing signs of that a lot. And I don't know.
Okay, what are you getting on that, agent?
The moving?
Yeah.
Have you been dreaming about moving?
I've been, in my dream state, I'm doing a lot of things. It's like I'm going to different dimensions. I'm doing a lot of stuff. I've been keeping a dream journal to kind of see what's going on with it. But it's like it's like when I'm up, I see a lot of indicators that I could possible places where I can live, if I chose to, because my kids are older. But for right now, I just feel like I want to travel. But it seems like something inside of me is more greater than me that's pushing me to do this. That's the thing.
Okay. Well, the pendulum in the chart is definitely saying that.
Yeah, hello.
Hello.
I think we might have lost Adrian for just a minute.
Okay.
Okay. Just one second. Let me grab my card real quick, for you.
Okay.
And it's saying that that you will be moving in the future.
Okay.
But your mind is kind of going through different emotional blocks right now.
Okay. You know what? All I heard was moving in the future because it looked like we lost you for a moment. So I never heard the last 30 seconds of what you were saying.
I was just saying that it looks like you're going through a lot of subconscious blocks right now,
mm-hmm.
according to the chart.
Okay.
I think that's kind of why your mind is trying to figure things out.
I know for me, I'm going through empty nest syndrome. My last child has, she's in college and she moved out on her own. Then I have my older son. He's going to soon be going back to school. He's in his 20s. And I kind of feel out of place. And so I'm just trying to put it together. That's basically it. So when you say moving, possibly, because it's like I'm trying to find my own place now since I'm in a different state of mind, or state of, just trying to find my way since my kids are grown.
It says that you have the willpower to change, like you have the willingness to change.
Mm-hmm.
so that's good.
Does that have anything to do with my twin flame, the work that we're doing, or is this just me? I don't understand.
Yes.
This feeling that I'm picking up, I don't know where this is coming from. I don't know if this is him or is this me. I don't know where it's coming from.
It's coming from him.
Is it? Okay. Because the one thing I know about twin flames, a lot of times, like, I'm all of a sudden, I'm sketching and words come to mind. I don't know where they come from. And then when I speak to him, this was his thoughts.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like his thought process is intermingling with mine. I've noticed that for the past 6 months. So this moving thing that you're feeling, it's like a thought to me, but it's in his world, you're saying, or is it in mine?
It's in both.
Okay.
So it's like you're exchanging energies. That's what my chart's telling me.
Yeah, it, that's what I'm beginning to feel. It's kind of driving me crazy because, like I said, it's something more powerful than myself. I know I'm not crazy because when I get like this, I just journal. I journal and I just check with myself to see if it's my thoughts because I could be cooking and then I get some thoughts like this and I wasn't thinking about it previously. The moving... Is it a move on his part toward me, or is it a move on my part toward him? Is that it?
Yeah, it is. Interesting. 50%.
Yeah. But he's like in another. He's in a southern state. He just moved to Georgia, and I'm in Louisiana. So, that's what I'm trying to. I'm very confused about that. Can you ask the pendulum if I'm going to go there or he's going to come here?
Looks like he's coming to you.
Mm-hmm.
And it says here that he's been feeling very discouraged where he's at for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
But he has some unresolved issues there.
Mm-hmm.
But he... It says here that he gets a lot of anxiety, fear, panic, and terror.
I know, and I feel it because I've been doing energy work since October, and just last night, I'm here to tell you, they had this dark, it looks like it was a jelly type something. It was jelly, and it was dark. It wasn't a light being. It wasn't an angel like I normally see. This was something dark, and being that I'm the twin flame that's just trying to, you know, stabilize everything, keep it together because he's the runner. This dark entity was trying to, like, get inside my head, and I started praying in my dream, and I was like, you can't enter this domain. You have to go. And I kept on commanding it to go, and it looked at me. It turned around and looked at me, and it went about its business. So I'm thinking on my part, I think I'm doing all the clearing work to take away all the negative energy. Am I correct when I say that?
On an emotional level.
Okay, because that was just so weird of this dream last night. So, okay. So that's
I just wanted to share something real quick like with you.
Okay.
You know, this is not the first time that we've heard this. I mean, Adrian's had some very vivid dreams also. Where he's had to have battle, you know, with these different entities and stuff,
mm-hmm.
you know, whether they're from another planet or
mm-hmm.
ETs or they might even be demonic also.
Right.
But we keep hearing, you know, now that we're in 2013, a lot of things have shifted and that's why, you know, a lot of light workers are being... you know, they're being attacked.
Mm-hmm.
So I just
wanted
to share that with you.
Yeah, I believe you because it looks like this thing was trying so hard to get inside my head, my neck. It was just trying. It was like jelly. And I kept on talking to it and commanding it to get away from me. And it had eyes. And it looked at me and it just went away. But this is my first time.
Like a blob.
Yeah, like a blob. Yeah. And I guess maybe because I've been doing energy work and I've been staying positive, I think that's why my eyes, my spiritual eyes, can see it. That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, I'm thinking it was a blob demon.
Oh, that's what it was. And to me, it looked like it was sad. It looked like if I would have just ignored it or just pretended it wasn't there, it would have bought negative energy. And in my world, I'm working on staying positive, but it looks like in his end, it's just, oh, goodness gracious, it's just utterly ridiculous. So, okay.
Like something
so
you see as a kid, you know what I mean?
Huh?
It's almost like something you would see as a kid.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's not your imagination, it's real, because it's real to you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, we've always said, you know, real or imagined, it was real for you.
Right. And I know it wasn't
yeah.
of a higher frequency because it was dark.
Correct.
It was bluish black, and I've never seen any. Usually I see angels and traveling to different dimensions, astral projecting, stuff like that. But this one here was just way left field. I wasn't scared. It's just that I just realized that something was going on that I'm glad I've been doing this energy work, because if I had not, I probably would have woke up all, you know, negative, or I don't know, it just wouldn't have been good.
Do you know much about your past lives?
A little bit, not a lot, but just a little bit.
Because I'm getting that you go back all the way to Avalon.
Oh, I remember. Yeah, you guys told me about that a long time ago. Let me see if I remember. I was a shapeshifter.
Yeah.
Yeah, you told me I was a shapeshifter, yeah.
Okay, now you're bringing that all back. I'm starting to remember now. Yeah.
I've forgotten about that, yeah. Well, now, what exactly did I do in that past life?
Actually, you were like a wizard.
Okay.
That's why you were able to shapeshift during that past life.
Okay. Is that why I'm able to see things such as what I saw last night and able to command it to go away?
Yeah.
Because I
mean, you had during that past life, you had a lot of power. And you're starting to learn about these powers in your astral traveling now.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm kind of getting that you go back to Egypt too.
I've heard just bits and pieces along the way. I probably have to maybe one day just, you know, get. I don't know how to get it done, but I've been reading books by Dolores Cannon. Just to see, because when I'm in my dream state, I'm seeing a lot of stuff, a lot.
Wow.
It's powerful. Now,
this is going to be interesting, but your twin flame was there in Egypt also. That's why you keep, you know, wanting to get back with him, you know.
Oh, we were in Egypt together?
You and him had a lot of power together.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm gonna have to probably listen a little bit later on to your show, because you're gonna be getting into like a second part where you talk about like going under hypnosis and all that.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm gonna definitely keep the line open so I can listen for that. That's because
okay.
that's probably what I'm gonna be getting into next, because I would love to learn more about past lives.
Mhm.
Okay.
Actually, we can do hypnosis over the phone also. So it's going to be interesting.
Oh wow! Can't wait. Okay. Well, thank you so much. You always have a lot of information, because I completely forgot about Avalon.
Yeah.
Okay,
and I couldn't
so
remember
much.
If we had talked to you, because it's been a while.
Yeah, it's been a while. I remember one night I had called into the show and you had told me, and I wrote it down, and I was trying to Google Avalon. I found a little bit of information, but not a lot, not a lot.
Yeah. Actually, we, me and Adrian, you know, Adrian's my son, and we were in Sedona, Arizona, and we met a psychic lady that did a reading, and she started talking about Avalon.
Okay.
And she was the lady from the lake. I don't know if you remember the characters from Avalon or not.
No, I'm gonna have to. I'm gonna have to get more. Where can I find information on Avalon other than? Because there's not much on Google.
What do you recommend, Nathan?
On Avalon?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I recommend, they have a lot of books at the library about Avalon.
Okay, okay. I'm going to have to check that out.
And there's even some even movies, you know, whether it be animated or whatever. But
Yeah. Okay.
There's a lot of information on Avalon, too.
Yeah.
And Atlantis.
Oh, that's what I was wondering. Is Avalon similar to Atlantis, or did it come before Atlantis?
This was after.
It came before.
Was it before?
Yeah, before.
Okay.
Now, my twin flame wanting to move, is this is this months or years from now?
What did you say?
My twin flame, you picked up that he wants to move closer to me. Is this, because I know you picked it up in the future, but like, is it like months or years from now that he wants to move near me because of all the things he's going through?
It's going to happen fast, so I'm getting months.
I'm kidding. Could even be weeks.
Oh, wow.
It's going to happen unexpectedly.
Wait, I didn't hear you.
Going to happen unexpectedly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay. Yeah, I kind of figured something was up because after that dream last night, wow, I'm beginning to feel like a princess warrior. I'm playing dragons in my sleep. Goodness
Actually,
gracious.
Actually, you were a princess in Egypt.
Oh, I
also.
Was? Okay.
Yeah.
What was he, if I was a princess? He was,
I'm getting that he was an elf.
He was an elf?
Yeah.
In Egypt?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
But he wasn't just a regular elf. He was up there, you know.
Okay.
Do you remember the movie, what was that, Dayton, where
the Lord of the Rings?
They met the elves, Lord of the Rings?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Lord of the Rings.
Yeah. And she met the head elf, remember? And he was a warrior also. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I remember that.
Yeah. See, he held a position like that.
Oh, so he was
kind of like royalty.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm gonna let you go because I know you probably have some more callers. But
actually, we could continue talking if you're not too busy.
Oh, okay. Well, I didn't know because I know a lot of times whenever I call in, you have a line of people, so I didn't want to take up all the time. But I'm good. Whatever information you have for me is good.
Okay. No, you're fine.
Okay.
We're just starting to, you know, get some information, you know, and sharing that with you. As we're talking, And what else did you want to know?
These dreams is so odd. Like, I had another dream a couple of weeks ago where it once again I was last night I was, I guess I was to myself, I was human, but this other dream that I had a couple of weeks back, I know I wasn't human. I must have been some kind of light or something, because it looks like I was in a house, and it had these cats. One of them was a big mama white cat, and the other one was a little kitten. And it looks like the cats, the little kitten was fine, but the big cat wasn't, looked like it was up to no good. And I just came from out of nowhere like a ball of light, and I came to the big cat, and I told the cat, "What do you want?" And it ran away. And the little baby kitten wanted to play with me. But I was so concerned as if to see what the mama cat wanted. And I was like, why am I having these dreams? I have no clue what that is. Can you tap into that and see what that was about? I told the cat, "What do you want?" And it ran away.
You know, when you were talking, I kept getting visions of Alice in Wonderland.
Yeah, I did too.
Remember
oh, wow.
The cat, you know, that Alice kept trying to find her way down into the tunnels, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Met this cat, and this cat was always changing colors and always,
mm-hmm.
You know, giving her... Well, it was confusing what it was doing more than anything.
Mm-hmm.
And in this dream, did this cat confuse you?
If it did what?
Did it confuse you?
No, it just was there. The cat and her kitten was there, and the kitten
yeah.
wanted to play with me, and I was okay with the kitten, but I didn't like that mama cat. And so
yeah.
I was like a ball of light, and I went up to the mama cat, and I was like, "What do you want?" And my force was so strong, it made the cat run away.
Oh. So you didn't know what its purpose was or why
right.
it was, yeah, acting the way it was then.
It just was there watching me, and I didn't like it. So I was like, "What do you want?" And it to me, it looked like the intention was fine. It should have answered me or something, but it didn't. It just ran away.
See, and that could have been a shapeshifter also.
I was
something
getting
that
too.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was going to
yeah.
shapeshifter.
Yeah. Because,
okay.
you know, we know that animal totems play a big part in our lives, and sometimes they have different messages for us when we see them.
Mm-hmm.
Like saying,
yeah.
"Come here, Wolfie."
Yeah. Yeah. yeah.
But evidently my soul didn't set well with it. Because my soul must have knew that, you see, in the dream state, it's a lot different than being real. You see, in the dream state, it's almost like all the blinders are off, and you see it exactly for what it is. And
right.
whatever it was, I didn't like it.
yeah. What do you feel the message was, Adrian, in that dream?
From that shapeshifter?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let me look and see. I feel like it wanted to tell you something.
Yeah.
Like the chart that says, "What am I telling myself?"
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What am I telling myself chart? Okay.
What's interesting, see, the Native Americans believe that a white buffalo has a lot of power.
Mm-hmm.
And animals that are white usually have power.
Okay.
And so,
well, what
you know,
he's saying
not...
is,
go ahead.
He's saying that he lacks self-love. So he's looking for love, and so in the astro or whatever, your aura or your vibration was very strong. So he felt like you were the perfect target for self-love.
You talking about the cat? That was a she.
That was a female cat, wasn't it?
I don't know. I guess I'm seeing the mama cat because I've seen a little kitten. The kitten I was fine with because the kitten wanted to play. It was.
But it might have been a male too.
It could have been. I just assumed it was
yeah.
a mama cat. It could have been, but it
yeah.
just was the presence. Because you see, with cats, you can't tell, and you know, like in human, like in real life, the only way you'll know is if you look behind the tail. But in my dream state, I couldn't tell what it was.
You couldn't tell.
Mm mm. So what did you say it was looking for self-love? Hello?
Hey, Adrian, are you there? We might have lost Adrian.
Okay.
Okay. But, yeah, I'm getting that he was looking for self-love. And
he was looking for it from me? He was looking
yeah.
for it from me? Oh, was this something good? Was this something that I needed?
It was something good because it was a message, you know, for you. Main
okay,
thing is, it has to do with your journey, you know, where you plan on going, you know, in the near future.
That's what I'm confused about. Was it asking me to love him, or was it telling me to love me more?
Well, I'm getting that you have to love yourself first, you know, and so it's telling you that you have to love yourself more.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be, you know, the first, you know, thing that you would have to do before you, you know, get with your twin flame.
Okay.
Because right now you've just been feeling that, in the past, you know, that some of these people that you've come close to, that they, you know, they weren't there for your highest good.
No, they weren't. And that's why I had to kind of take a break from it all. Then,
yeah.
Lo and behold.
Did you just have a betrayal by a friend?
That has come up already. Not directly. It was more or less like indirect betrayal. And what happened was, I hope I'm reading this right. What happened was I had a friend of mine. I gave her some information. And she kind of twisted it and used it against me. And it was about me and my twin flame. And then lo and behold, she started having trouble in her own home. So that's probably the betrayal. Am I correct when I say that?
Yeah. Adrian, are you there? No, she's still not there for some reason.
Hello.
Hey. Okay, you're back.
Yeah, I keep getting kicked off.
Is your phone dying or something?
No, I think it's Block Talk.
Oh, okay. But she was talking, we were talking about that cat, you know, and the messages, you know, that the cat wanted to give her, and a lot of it had to be about self-love and the betrayals that she's had, you know, in the past.
Uh-huh.
And mainly is she should learn to love herself again because before she, you know, gets with her twin flame.
Uh-huh.
But is there anything else you have to share, Ethan?
Well, we got some more callers on.
Okay. We're going to go ahead and go with the next caller. Was that a good enough answer for you on what we told you? Hello. Looks like we might have lost her now. Wait just a second. Are you there?
Yeah, the phone just went
okay.
out. It said Blog Talk and it ended the call.
Okay. For some reason, the lines have been acting a little strange. But we do have another caller now. And was there anything else you needed us to answer?
No, that was it. Thank you so much. I'm going to continue listening. Thank you, guys.
Okay. I'm going to put you on hold.
Okay.
Okay. Let's go with the next caller from the 914 area. Hello. You're on
there.
Hello,
how are you?
Good. And what's your name and where are you from?
Melissa from New York.
Okay. And how can we help you tonight, Melissa?
Well, I wanted to know, I'm in a relationship right now, and I've been in it for probably, I think I've been in it for like 9-10 months. And everything's
okay.
Been good so far. And for some reason, two of my ex-boyfriends pop up into my life. Yes, they popped up. And
okay.
I'm like saying to myself, what is going on? Am I being tested or something? You know, and one's asking me about, asking me about the guy, are you happy? The other person, I didn't tell him that I moved on and everything. It's like I cut him out of my life, and then he talks like I'm with him. So I wanted to know, was that a test from the universe to see that I would stay true to the person I'm with?
You know, this will be interesting. I've always told my son, you know, especially a lot of people that are going through different relationships.
Yeah.
But, you know, what does X mean? You know, X is X.
X is X, yeah. That's true.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm getting that you're being tested to see, you know, how true you are to your, you know, your mate that you have now. And main thing is, how do you feel, you know, about your relationship?
I feel good. I feel like it's different because I'm usually a person that would go and in the past will make sure, you know, you take care of the guy, you make sure if he needs money, you do it. Whatever he says, you believe it. And now, after all that crap, I realize that that's not a real man. You know?
Yeah.
It takes time for you to really know what a real man is. A real man's not going to ask you for money. He's not going to ask you to feed him because he can feed himself. And, you know, and I could say I feel happy in this one, and my dog likes him. That's important.
Do you feel this relationship you have now that's your twin flame?
I don't know what he. You know what? This is a funny story to this. My boyfriend had told me because my boyfriend's gifted because he speaks to angels.
Right.
So he, as a young child, he speaks and stuff like that. So like when he says stuff, his mom always tells him, "Don't say it." Because every time you say it, it comes true and stuff like that. But he told me 4 years ago before he came to this country that he had a dream about me and that the angels showed him me and told him, you know, this is the person you're going to be with and showed me with kids. I guess that's kids with me and him, I guess. And he said it was so... He said it was so, like, crazy because he said when he came to this country after 4 years ago after having that dream and not being in this country, and now him being in this country and seeing me in a physical, he just couldn't believe it.
And how did you meet?
How did I meet him? I met him at, I had met him at my job. And usually everybody goes, oh, he's a delivery guy, so. You know, everybody's really, I learned, you know, you don't want to mess with work too much. But It's like learning about how he met me in a dream that he had with the angels before he got to meet me here. Like coming to this country and meeting me, it's like wow, you know.
You know, this is going to be interesting. I just want to share it with you.
Okay.
When I met my wife,
yeah,
I was, 20, going on 21 years old, and I had dreams about her. And,
wow, before you met her.
I saw exactly what she looked like, everything, you know, in my dreams. We met about a month after I got out of the Army, and she was going one way, and I was going the other way, and we met. Whether you call that synchronicity, or you might even call it serendipity, but when things are meant to happen, they will.
They will. Wow.
Yeah. I just want to share that with you. Plus, me and my wife's been married for 41 years now.
Oh, wow. God bless.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of people would say, well, you know, that's just, a coincidence, or, you know, that's just, you know, it's never going to work, you know. Well,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, yes, it can work. Because if it's meant to be, it, you know, you will stay with that certain person.
And you know what? You're right about that.
Have you ever watched the movie Serendipity?
No.
So that's a movie that I recommend for you and your boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Because it'll open up a lot of doors in your mind.
You know what? He had asked me to marry him, and I told him he has to wait 3 years. And it's not that I'm scared. It's just that I want to make sure in 3 years that I can have the woman that I want, not rush and have something cheesy.
Yeah.
You know? And you know what he told me? He told me he will wait.
He said he'll wait, huh?
He'll wait.
And, you know, and that says a lot right there. You know, that he knows that he has the right person and that he's not going to give up that easy.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wanted to share that with you.
And I could say he's a very respectful guy.
Yeah.
He likes opening up doors, he's respectful, you know, and I know people usually don't, you know, you leave the past, like that. You said the ex is the ex.
Yeah.
But when my ex was talking to me that day, I told myself, I never did this before, but I said, you know what, I have to tell him that my ex was talking to me and asking me how's my relationship and stuff. I said, I need to say it, even though a part of me says, don't say it. You know, your ego tells you, don't say it. And
mm-hmm.
I said, well, let me see what he thinks after I tell him this. And he told me, after I told him, he said, I trust you completely. He said, you can relax.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Adrian, do you have anything else to share with them?
Well, I just wanted to mention that a lot of these similar stories that you talk about, I've heard a lot of these stories, and even people who have, thousands of people who have posted these online, and it's amazing how so many people are tapping into that energy, and they're ready for that energy, and it's almost a new awakening for a lot of people, you know, and it's not something new that we felt like in the past, but it's something new that for a lot of people who are discovering their twin flames.
So he's my
And I wanted to share one other thing. on Sunday night from 10 until 11 p.m., you know, on our show time, we have a lady by the name of Elena Radford, and she's a shaman from Peru, and she talks about these twin cell energies or twin flame energies, and she could go very deep and a lot of detail. So, you know, if this is something that interests you, you know, we welcome you to come to our show, you know, on Sunday night. And you'll be amazed, you know, when you listen to her talk, because during her training, she was able to get a lot of information, and Mayans, you know, they could look into the future. And like Adrian said, you know, there's a lot of things that are being posted right now. People are starting to awaken and come in contact with their twin flames. And we need to, you know, spread that word, because it's very important that the twin flames do meet, because this is what's going to bring our vibration on the earth back to where it needs to be, because of all the negativity that's going on in the world right now. I just wanted to share that with you.
I wanted to ask you, since you've been married for 41 years, what advice would you give someone that wanted to get married? Or, like I said, I was going to wait 3 years. What advice would you give?
Main thing is keep talking, you know, keep your communication, you know, tell each other what you feel, you know, talk from your heart, you know, not your mind. Yeah. And the main thing is, whatever happened in the past has happened, and it should be forgotten. And live for the future. Live for your goals, your dreams, you know, all your desires, and, you know, and share that with each other. You know, enjoy being, you know, with each other every minute of the day, you know, and be in gratitude for everything that you have, and just being alive and enjoying life. I just wanted to share that with you.
That's beautiful. Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome. And again, you know, a lot of people say, well, you know, that's a coincidence. I happen to, you know, go on Blog Talk Radio. I'd say there is no coincidence. You know, you came onto our show for a reason.
Yeah.
And this was to receive a message.
Mm-hmm.
And again, Adrian, you know, does longer readings, you know, on Orinum.com. So, you know, if there's a time you want a longer reading, you know, go into his website, you know, and buy some of his credits, and he'll do a wonderful job for you also.
Okay. Thank you so much. It was a big
you
help.
You are welcome.
Thank you.
And how do you feel now?
Well, I could say I feel good, because just hearing that you felt like that when you was meeting your wife, it just makes it so much sense. Like, it's a spiritual thing,
right?
You know, and it's faith.
You have to remember that we're not here alone, that we're being guided every day of our lives, and we're being watched over, you know, by our spirit guides, by our angels, by our ascended masters, and they're helping us with, you know, different people as we go through life. All we have to do is open our minds, open our hearts, and be aware, you know, of the things that are going on.
And I love that. I love that with someone that believes in angels or speaks to them. I love that. You know, that shows not a lot of people are like that. They're close-minded, like, oh.
Right.
You believe in that? Oh, you're crazy. But I'm with someone that he was blessed with this gift. So you know.
The only ones that are crazy are the ones that believe that this world is a reality. This is not our world.
It's way bigger than if they just close their eyes. There's a lot of things out there.
A lot of things.
It's like they say, it's not crazy, it's just normal.
Just like when they talk about fairies. And people are like, those are not real. I'm like, you never know. God created a lot of things.
Me and my son are both, we're both hypnotists. We've been, we've learned about hypnosis for over 15 years already. And I could only tell you just a little of what we've experienced, and everything is real.
It's real, right?
Yeah.
Because people will say, I don't believe in that stuff. And I realize that the stuff that you see on TV, and all the little things that look like monsters and stuff like that, people don't realize that these are people that have real experiences that made stuff like this. They don't just make it up.
No.
You know? And people just think it's just, you know, just like gnomes, how they made like a cartoon over that. They don't realize that stuff is real.
Oh, yeah.
It's just that who believes in it will see. If you don't believe, then you'll be blind. You won't see anything.
Right. So you're right where you need to be.
Thank you so much. And I like how you told me that lady about the Adam totem. That's a very important thing. Because when animals are around you, it's like it's another way of the angels and the gods to.
There's a book that you can buy. Adrian, what's the name of your book about animal totems?
Called, let me grab that book for you.
Because it's very important to be aware, you know, of the animals or even in your dreams, because they all have messages for us.
Okay, the one I got is called Animal Wise.
Animal Wise?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And then the other
who's the author?
And the author is Ted Anderson, Ted Andrews. And then the other one I got is Animal Speak. That's a really good one.
Yeah.
And that's also by Ted Andrews.
Oh, wow.
And you can buy these books at Barnes & Noble's or any, you know, metaphysical store or even on Amazon.
Amazon's very popular. You can just download. That's it.
Yeah.
You know? Definitely.
Yeah.
And, you know, I had a butterfly fly around me before, and a lady had told me that was my grandma that came to visit me. And she was, like, shocked that I will recognize something, you know, that's something around me. So every time I see butterflies, I'm like, I just say, hi, grandma, even though someone else was like, what is she talking about?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
They say butterflies represent transformation.
Oh, they always fly around me a lot.
And why is it transformation? They came from a cocoon. They were a caterpillar, and they transformed from a cocoon to a butterfly.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, who's to say that the soul can't be go through a transformation? You know, that could have been your grandma that she transformed into a butterfly, and she's there to protect it.
I was like, I love that. I was like, that's so beautiful. But, you know, even when you go, you still have work to do.
Yeah. The main thing is we're all spirits having an earthly experience with bodies. That when we leave this life, you know, we return back to that state of being a spirit again. And that's why it's important that we, you know, once we do find our twin flame, that we spend that time, you know, while we're here and, you know, and enjoy the love, you know, that you have between each other.
You know what I learned too? You have to always talk positive. Sometimes when you say to yourself you can't do it, the universe is going to say, well, she can do it. You know, people don't realize that they just encourage their self, encourage other people, you know.
So we have to remember that we are our own worst enemy, and a lot of things is
right.
by the way we think. We're always manifesting things. You know, if we think negative things, well, the universe don't discriminate. It just keeps sending you more negative things.
So it's like when you throw a rock, you're gonna get more rocks back at you. You're not gonna get flowers.
Right.
You know.
And I've always told my son, and when life throws lemons at you, you make it into lemonade.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
It's true.
It's true. Mhm. That's right. You know, sometimes you just have to, you know, it's just positive.
Yeah, it's very important to focus on the positive.
It's very important, even though some people, they just can't help themselves. You know?
Yep.
Especially like from out.
We do have some other callers, so we're going to need to go to the next caller now.
Okay, thank you.
We thank you, and we hope that whatever information we gave you was there to help you and inspire you.
Thank you. Good night.
Thank you.
You have a good night. Okay, let's go ahead with the next caller now from the 267 area. You're on there.
Hello, how are you?
Good, and what's your name, please, and where are you from?
My name's Crystal. I'm from Philadelphia.
And Crystal, we welcome you to our show tonight. My name is Roy, and you're talking to Roy and Adrian. And how can we help you tonight?
Hi, Roy. Hi, Adrian. I guess
Hello.
I was just wondering where you see things going for me as far as my relationship and finances.
You broke up just a little. You'll have to repeat that again.
I said, I guess I was just wondering if you could give me some insight as pertaining to my relationship and my finances.
Okay. Are you in a relationship right now, Crystal?
Yeah.
Okay. Adrian, what are you getting on her relationship?
Well, I'm kind of getting that. It's like I'm getting that your soul is searching for the right commitment.
Mm-hmm.
But it's almost like there's a subconscious blockage that has blocked you from receiving love.
Mm-hmm.
And this comes back. This goes back to your family lineage.
Mm-hmm.
And I could tell you in the chart where that's coming from or what's getting in the way of for you to receive love.
Okay.
I'm getting now, Adrian, I'm picking up how was your relationship between you and your father?
It's always very strained.
You had a strained relationship.
Mm-hmm.
You weren't very close to him then?
He's next to impossible.
When you were younger, was he close to you or not close to you?
Semi, but once my parents divorced, it was just, you know, he was not the nicest type of person in actions and words.
So a lot of what he had experienced, he sort of held that inside of him then, and you felt the effects from that because he wasn't as love in.
Was your father kind of a con man?
I don't know if I would say that. Very mean and blunt, I guess. And I mean, it still goes on to this day where he, you know, our relationship is non-existent, really. Chaotic.
Saying something about, like, he's ripped people off and he's not, hasn't been honest with other people.
I don't know. Like, I know that he is very persistent on what he wants.
Uh-huh.
And the way he
what I'm getting it, that he'll do or say whatever it took to get what he wanted.
Yeah, saying he's a gambler.
My mom.
Your mom is?
Yeah.
Okay. Because it's saying there's an addiction in your family and it has to do with gambling.
Yeah, I don't have that addiction, unfortunately. Well, gladly I don't have that addiction, but on my mom's side there is that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's going to mother. Yeah. Patterns of mother. Okay.
But my grandma who passed was, like, very, very close to me.
So you were close to your grandma then?
On my mom's side, yes. But she was also a gambler.
Was she a spiritual person?
No. She's very stern, but the sweetest, funniest old lady ever. She was unbreakable, I would say.
Really? So she was sort of, she was the backbone of the family then.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. You know, what I'm getting also, a lot of what did happen when you were younger, that caused some emotional stress, you know, in your subconscious mind. And that's why you're sort of struggling right now in your relationship.
That's put up a lot of blocks with,
yeah,
like receiving love and,
yeah.
And that's kind of like where you just have to accept it and let it go. Whatever happened in your past, stop living in the past.
Mm-hmm.
And just be in that space of accepting and let it go, letting go of things, because it becomes toxic and it also, you know, closes off your heart chakra to receive love. And that's why a lot of people turn to alcohol and drugs, which stops them from opening up their heart chakra to receive love.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I do love their scenery. I guess I picked the wrong part. I guess I picked the wrong way. I don't know. I mean, I'm a Cancer. So, I mean, I do feel, I do stress, I do love, I do care and concern, and I'm also a mommy. You know, I have an 11-year-old son. But I do get where there has to be a block somewhere because, I mean, the person I'm with now, it's been a while, but it's very hard. He's a Virgo. And, I mean, he's a lot like, I guess, my dad's a Capricorn, but he's a lot like my dad in a way. Very stern, you know, the negative, but you don't know the positive.
Yeah. So that's why we're bringing up family lineage. It's like he's an image of your father. So there's some synchronicity there. I think there's a lesson there you have to learn.
Well, a lot of it, what my guides are telling me right now is you have to learn to love yourself.
What's
and let go, you know, of the people that, you know, have hurt you in the past. and forgive yourself, you know, forever, you know, for anything that you've been holding on to. Hello.
Hello.
Are you there?
Yeah. I guess
okay.
I do hold
on. I thought I'd lost, yeah.
But I feel like always trying to forgive and communication with people is harder, and I don't understand that.
It's been sort of difficult on you. You say you have a son?
Yes. Who is actually getting to the teenage years. And he's emotional a lot like me. And he's actually very, his spiritual gifts are way beyond my own. And I have my own. But he's definitely beyond my own. And he's getting to a teenage year where he's giving me a hard time. So I guess it's just everything in the ball where it's stressing me out. And those type of things tend to freeze me up where I don't know which way to go. And that's when it goes off.
Well, the main thing is you have to allow the universe and your guides and your angels to, you know, work with you and to help you, you know, whatever you're experiencing or whatever, you know, your goals are or your desires. Do you meditate or pray much?
I try anyway. I don't know if I do it right, but angels have always got close.
Main thing is, do you know what affirmations are?
Yeah.
And my guides are saying that you need to use a lot more affirmations, meditate with them, you know, and keep saying these, you know, to your subconscious mind. You know, that's what an affirmation does, is just changing, you know, your thoughts, you know, and helping you, you know, to focus more, you know,
right,
on your goals, you know. The main thing is you want to, you know, experience, you know, more love, you know, be, you know, in the kind of relationship that, you know, it's going to not only benefit you, but your son.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, what's weird is this current relationship, I feel like, I mean, it's going on about 3 years. Now, previous to this, I was with my son's father for about 12 years. But this current relationship, initially, for a good year and a half, it was, I feel like it was always the soulmate connection. There's definitely karmic ties there with him and I.
Right.
And learning lessons. Now, I just don't know if that's a lifelong one, because I would love to be there with him. Well, he has a communication issue.
Hey, Jenna, what other messages do you have for him?
Can you repeat that last question? I couldn't hear you too well.
Like my current relationship, he has more of a communication issue, where he's the first person since my son's father I've opened up to. And I mean, I truly do care about him, but it's to the point where I guess maybe I close off or get aggravated because the communication level.
Oh, okay. So
I feel like
what I'm getting is that your problem is in the present and his problem is in the past. So I'm getting that where he's in the past and you're in the present, you're both lost in time and space. So you're more connected to the, you know, to the source consciousness, and he's not. So he needs to get more up to date on, you know, how to live in the present and not the past so much, so that way both of your souls can come together. Does that make sense? Like you're both lost in two different time frames.
Mm-hmm.
So and the only way you can meet with him in the present is through the dream state, because that's where everything is present. That's part of, you know, the subconscious mind. So meditation, prayer, hypnosis or anything like that, that's all present. Or sleeping or anything like that, you know, astral projection.
And I mentioned affirmations. They're very important also.
And that helps to manifest positive things.
Right.
Yeah.
That puts
my
your mind in the present.
Dreams have been real crazy. And a lot of times in my dreams, I get a lot of things that pan out come in my dreams. Now, they don't see the exact form of my dream, but there's something that will always go back as in real life that something happens and says, oh, that's what that dream was about. And my whole life I've realized that my dreams tell me a lot, but lately I've been having all kinds of crazy dreams. So is my guide saying anything about them?
Have your dreams been vivid?
With who?
Have your dreams been vivid? You know,
yeah,
like they're almost like it feels like they're real.
Yeah, they're the ones that mean something. And lately,
yeah.
I've had them every night, and I've never had such a consistent role of dreams. I know when something's very vivid and I wake up and through the day even I remember things and I'm wondering what it's pertaining to, because of course at this point now I'm 29. In the past it actually meant something that panned out that way, but it's very hard to decipher because the dreams are never exactly right on point with how it's trying to tell you it, if that makes any sense.
I'm getting that your dreams are they're trying to tell you that you need to meet your twin flame. I don't feel the relationship that you're in right now. It's probably your soulmate, but you need to meet your twin flame.
Yeah, I was getting that too.
Yeah. Because if there's no, you know, if he's in a different time frame as you, I mean, you're both sort of lost with each other.
Are you getting anything as far as my financial state?
I'm getting that once you start focusing more on your twin flame, that's going to turn for you. What do you enjoy doing? I mean, what's your talents?
I'm creative in many different ways. Business and every sport thing, sales. Right now I do photography, but I'm only actually doing proms and school pictures, which my boyfriend does work with me at doing that. That's not how we meant, but that we went into that together.
I'm getting that if you want to stay in that field, that you need to go into your own business.
Yeah, be co-independent.
Yeah. Because do you have a lot of creativity when you're taking your pictures?
Mm-hmm.
And that's, you know, what you need to be more in connection with is your creativity. And that'll help you to, you know, start getting past a lot of, you know, what you've been dealing with, you know, from the past.
Mm-hmm.
Main thing is doing what you enjoy doing.
Right.
And when you're taking pictures, how does that make you feel?
I love taking pictures, and I love, you know, doing design and things like that. It actually caught me by surprise because it was something I never thought to do. But as far as the routine I'm in, I mean, it's not what, you know, I would love to look more into it, but at this point, photography, I don't know that, I mean, people that have degrees work in my job, and I don't even have a degree for that. So it's something that
When you were in high school, were you into any kind of dance or anything like that?
No. Mm-mm.
Because I'm getting that you have, you know, there's a one side of you that's either athletic or something, you know, that has to do with whether it be exercising or something like that.
Well, exercising is my way to always feeling better. I know that, like stretching and things like that. Like,
are you an athletic person?
I'm sorry?
Are you athletic?
I grew up with two brothers. I played softball and basketball and, you know, things like that. I'm not like 100% tomboy. I'm 100% girl, but I do like moving around. And that's what gets me going and motivated, and that's the focus.
So you have a lot of energy then.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So what I'm getting is that your whole thing is movement.
Yeah.
So you have to keep on moving whatever you're doing.
Yeah.
Keep the cycle going. And don't stay stationary. Like, keep on moving to something different. And you'll see your body go through tremendous changes, and you'll see people around you start to change.
Yeah.
Well, what is it that it brings this negativity towards me? Like, I mean, I am a caring person, and I really do. I think I maybe sometimes I go over and beyond for when I care and love you. I do. But, I mean, I've gotten it from, you know, friends, my parents, my son's father. Why do I allow that? Like, what is that within?
Well, it's just the whole thing is that's what light workers do, you know, that's what we go through, and we get bombarded by all this negativity because people don't understand us.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't know how to express love or self-love.
But so why do I attract them?
And seeing we do. And so the only way for them to feed off love is they have to psychically attack us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like asking the same question, why does a mother attack its child if the child gets touched by another animal?
Right.
You know, it's the same thing, same concept. And
but I get that from different angles. I guess my little brother is actually an addict. And my older brother has been the one that's done everything right, you know, got married, bought a house, and now finally has his first baby on the way. Now, he has heart problems, ironically, because he was never sick growing up. And he's another one that's in my dreams a lot. But my parents, you know, I mean, I've never gotten in trouble or anything like that. I did have a child at 18. And was with his dad from 16 till 25, 26. And then I started over again. But I for some reason, I get the blunt of it. My little brother, who's a drug addict, always seems to, for some reason, I get his doings from my parents. If that makes any sense at all, I don't know.
So I'm getting that he's kind of rebelling. He's very rebellious against your parents. And you feel like what you want to do is right. But at the same time, you feel like you keep getting shit on.
Yeah.
Like, what you do is not right. So what I'm getting is that you just have to learn to let all that go and just and learn to protect yourself, you know, because, like I say, we're being psychically attacked by all these people that want to take our power away, take our energy away, and these are not friendly. These are not friendly entities. These are parasites and demons that are not, you know, they're not friendly. So that's why they're trying to do this to us, you know. And our whole protection is to show them love, send them love, and learn how to protect ourselves. And that's all they are, is they're just parasites, they're entities.
Okay. So basically,
you know, I just wanted to share one more thing with you. My guides are telling me that a lot of what you've experienced in your past, like Adrian said, you have to learn to let go of that. Main thing right now is where your focus needs to be is your son. I mean, he sees a lot of what you're going through, and all you want to do is do the best for him, you know, whether it be another job, a better career, or whatever, you know, and that's where your focus should be, is showing him, you know, unconditional love and love for others. Mm-hmm. Main thing is whatever these people have done to you in the past, you know, they have to deal with karma. And you've already seen, you know, how their lives are already being affected by karma. Main thing is that we have to allow ourselves to go into this vibrational period, because we're in, you know, 2013 now, and we have to get our vibration up as high as we could get it in order for us to ascend into the new world. And focus on, you know, the positive, you know, and allow that into our lives. I just wanted to share that with you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
You're welcome. But we do have some more callers, so we're going to go ahead with the next caller now.
Thank you. Good night.
You have a good night.
Have a good one.
Let's go ahead with the next caller. Now, first of all, Adrian, I want you to share with everybody, all the callers and the listeners, how can they get a longer reading with you?
Well, they can go to the website and sign up. Go to ornum.com and get a longer reading with me in the private. And my rates are very low right now. It's only 99 cents per minute. And I'm going to be posting my link on Blog Talk Radio Show really soon, so that you can click on it. It'll make it much easier. Or you can send us an email, and I'd be happy to send that website to you so that you can register and purchase some credits and take me private.
That's wonderful, and we want to thank you for sharing that with us, Adrian. Let's go ahead with the next caller now from the 917 area. Hello.
Hi.
And what's your name and where are you from?
Okay, my name is Ashil, and I'm from New York.
And how can we help you tonight?
My question is regarding someone I've been interested in for the last few months or so. It's on a friendship basis right now, but what happened is we get along. There's a lot of flirting going here and there, but every time I'm trying to move forward, you know, it's always get a step back, and I'm trying to understand what's going on in the situation.
Is it somebody new that you just met?
No, we know each other for about 3 or 4 months.
Three or four months.
Yeah, it's on a friendship basis, but I feel like there's an attraction there. And, you know, there's a little flirting here and there. And every time I try to move forward, I try to, you know, and just step back. And every time I start just working a friendship, I feel like something is moving forward. So I'm just a little confused.
Have you expressed your feelings at all to her, other than friendship?
I've tried, but I feel like I have to be very cautious and very slow on that, because I feel like there's something that happened in the past. I'm not sure. I just feel like I have to take it slow. That's all.
Adrian, what are you getting on the percentage on the chart on how that on this relationship?
It's gone to 40.
So right now there's not a very strong connection between the two of you.
Okay.
It should be a lot higher.
Yeah, we.
So what I'm getting is that she really don't know, you know, how you feel about her, other than wanting to be a friend.
So what?
You know, sometimes we want to take things, you know, at a slow pace, but they want to hear more than that. They want to hear, you know, how do you feel?
Okay, this is, I'm going to tell you what happened. You know, the first time, you know, I asked for a phone number, and the response wasn't that great. She was almost like, okay, that's too much. So I just left it alone, and out of nowhere, she gave me a phone number like a week ago. She gave me, here's my business card, and, you know, I'm like, okay. So I didn't give my phone number out, and today I gave her my business card. And I don't know, I'm trying to understand, what is it, is an attraction there, or is something I should just even invest time into it, or I'm just a little confused.
Adrian, what are you getting, is there a relationship there that will come from this?
Well, I'm getting that the confusion's coming a lot from her.
Yeah.
So I'm getting that she's not ready to make a commitment yet.
Okay, I'm not even asking for commitment. I'm just getting, you know, dating or something. You know what I mean? Right now it's just a friendship. And we go to the same gym. And every time I go to the gym, it's like, okay, she want to work out with me. She want to do something with me. It's just, I'm getting really confused. You always want to be with me. You know, it's like confusing. You know, I'm just like, what's going on? Do you want to be friends or what do you want? And the first time I asked,
even friendship takes commitment, you know, and if she's wishy-washy, then that means she's not ready for any commitment, you know, that has to do with friendship, love, whatever. But
what does she want from me? That's what I'm trying to understand.
Well, what she wants from you is she wants to emotionally detox you and kind of like the same thing with that girl, what she was going through. Like I was talking about how our light is so out there that all these entities are sucking us dry, you know, sucking our energy dry. And that's when you have to protect yourself. You know, you have to be careful on that part.
Okay, what are you saying to me right now? I'm trying to understand. Because if it's not something that's going to work out, I'm really ready to move on. You know, but I'm trying to understand. I'm just not clear about what's going on.
Well, a lot of it's because you're a healer and you don't know that. Okay.
I've known that. I've been told that I'm a healer. Absolutely. You're right about that. I was told that I'm a healer. Yeah.
And you're healing her, okay? But the thing is, you're healing her, but you want something more than that. And that's what she's looking for. She's looking for a healer. She's come to you for healing.
Okay.
Meaning there's nothing else really going on. It's all about healing. And so in her mind, it's like, I'm going to dump all my trash on you and see how far I can push you. You know, so she's kind of pushing you and playing mind games. And that's not healthy for you. You know, you're not getting no You're not getting no energy exchange.
Okay. So what's coming up? I'm just trying to see, you know, what's coming up, going to come out of this?
And even my dad said that if you feel like you're not getting an exchange, then you need to move on.
Okay.
Yeah. The main thing is, you know, you want a relationship that they have the same, you know, emotional feelings and everything that you have for them. And if it's not there, then you have to move on and find that right person.
What about this friendship? Because every time I'm trying to just focus on friendship, it's like she comes out of nowhere trying to move forward or something else. That's I'm just like, okay. Because I've made up my mind a couple weeks ago. I said, okay, let's just be friends because we get along. We like being around each other. But then she gave me a phone number. You know what I mean? Just like, okay, what's going on? What do you want from me? You know?
Well, a lot of it is like Adrian mentioned, she's just playing mind games with you.
So what's the outcome of this whole thing? What do you see coming out of this?
Main thing is what you're getting from this is that, you know, you meet people for a reason. You meet mm-hmm. them for a season, and you meet them for a lifetime. And the reason is that you met her was to help her on whatever she's been experiencing and to help heal her. Because you are a healer.
Okay. So that means eventually I'm going to move on. We're not going to be in touch. Oh, what's going to happen?
You'll be moving on because you need to find your twin flame.
Okay. Where's my twin flame? I'm trying. Yeah. Am I going to meet him every time soon?
Adrian, explain to him what a twin flame is.
Well, a twin flame is the other half of you.
Okay.
It's how you see yourself. And if you focus on the twin flame, then you'll attract the twin flame because wherever your focus goes, the energy will flow. But first you need to decide if that is something that you want and you're ready for in your life. Which, you know, you're not really quite sure because you're still kind of questioning.
No, I'm ready for it. I'm ready for it. I'm looking for it. It's just people come into my life and, you know, I feel like we get along. And then all this crazy stuff comes out. I'm like, what's going on? You know, I'm ready to meet somebody that, you know, your behalf of me and be happy with. You know what I mean? I'm ready for it.
Well, then you need to let her go before you could decide. Because like I said, she's very toxic to you, and you don't want anything that's toxic that will ruin your, that will sabotage your relationship with your twin flame. And that's one of the reasons why twin flames don't meet up until you feel complete with yourself.
So should I keep her as a friend at all, or it's not even worth it? Because we get along. It's just, you know,
main thing is,
you know, I don't see a problem with that.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, but like I said to you guys, every time I'm trying to focus on a friendship, she's trying to move, you know, start flirting. And I'm sure, I'm like, what, you know, but I pretty much at this point I made up my mind. It's just gonna be friendship. I don't care with flirting anything else. You know.
You know, what I'm getting that reason she does that, she wants to see what you'll do. And a lot of it, if this is not the right relationship for you, then you need to, you know, cut any ties that you have with her because you have to open up that energy for your twin flame.
Am I going to
main thing
that?
Is your twin flame is waiting for you to focus on her.
I'm pretty much ready, to be honest with you. You know,
yeah.
it's just people coming to my life, like, I don't know why, but they always come with this, you know, everything's so complicated, you know what I mean? And I understand me being a healer and they need my help, but, you know, I'm just trying to find someone to be with.
Well, you know, like Adrian mentioned, you know, the reason these people come into your life is because they're toxic for you. And, you know, and that takes your focus off where you need to be, you know, and that's with your twin flame.
Okay. My last question, when do you see me meeting somebody that being a relationship, a healthy relationship?
Nathan, what are you getting on your chart?
Well, it's saying if you let it just go, this next one that will come will be more of the spiritual, more in alignment, and more balanced. And this one will be a really good one because, you know, this was your last karmic debt, you know, bad relationship that you had because you had to learn something from it, you know, basically learning, you know, about the twin flame, which is why Roy was mentioning about the twin flame. So there's no coincidence why you called in tonight. So I just want to let you know that.
So you said the next one will be the good one. That's what you said.
Yeah.
Well, I hope it's anytime soon. You said I have to let this one go. What do you mean by that? Should I completely cut off or just be in a friendship? Because we have each other's contact, but I'm not calling anything. So I'm just curious what you mean by that.
Curious about what?
What do you mean by that? Should I just cut it off completely or just maintain a friendship?
Well, like I say, if she's toxic to you, then you need to get rid of her. But if you feel like you can keep the friendship and at the same time stay clear of the you know, like if you think of a porcupine, if you stay clear of the spikes going inside of you and without getting hurt, then you'll be fine. But
okay.
You don't want to get too close.
Okay.
You
yeah,
see, what's happening is she's playing with your emotions, and she knows that you are easy, you know, that you're easy prey, you know, that she can get to your emotions real easy. And that's where you have to be careful because it's only going to affect you, you know, and cause a lot of hurt.
Yeah, because I I'm the kind of person I can pretty much cut off if I want to. You know, just tell
okay.
her, if it's going to be a problem for me, I would just next time I see her, you know what, let's just say hello to each other and leave it at that. I'm the kind of person like that. I would just make that statement. Let's just say hello, let's leave it at that. That's it. From this point on, I'm willing to do that if I have to. You know, if that's what I need to do, or I can just say hello and then, you know, be friendly and then just look at it for what it is. You know what I mean? Because I just don't want it to stop me from meeting the one I'm supposed to meet. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, but do you see that happening anytime soon?
Is there a time frame, Adrian, on the charts?
Well, it's saying if this all happens, it could be within the next couple of weeks.
Okay.
So it's going to happen fast then.
Oh, a couple. Okay. I'm not going to call her. And do you see her calling me? Because based on what you told me today, I'm not going to call her and even do anything about it. I'm just going to meet her at the gym and say hello to her and live like that. But do you see her keeping in touch with me?
She'll try to keep in contact with you because she needs more energy from you.
Yeah.
And, you know, and like Roy says, it's like she knows that she can feed off of you because you're an easy target. So you just don't make it so easy for her.
Okay,
yeah.
I trust me after what you just told me. Trust me. She's going to learn the hard way. Absolutely.
Yeah.
After what you just told me, I'm going to be friendly with her, but I'm just making pretty much just cut it off. And it's just going to be just pretty much being polite with each other. That's
mm-hmm.
it. But I'm not going to call her. But she has my number. But you said you see her calling me, right? Is that what you said?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Okay, we'll see. Okay. I'm glad you told me.
Maybe what I want to share with you within these next 2 weeks, what I'd like you to do is start meditating more.
Okay.
And make, I want you to communicate with your twin flame telepathically. By that, I want you to keep, you know, visualizing and that you are talking to your twin flame and getting messages from her and, you know, how and where you're going to meet. And, you know, even in your dreams, you'll start seeing her and what she looks like and everything and, you know, the kind of personality that she's going to have and everything else. And just keep, you know, focusing on that and meditating and using affirmations. And this will move things and make things, you know, a lot better so that you can meet your twin flame.
But let me ask, before I go, let me ask you, does she have somebody in her life?
Now, are you talking about your twin flame or
no,
the other girl?
No, not the other girl. Does she have somebody in her life right now?
I'm getting, she's by herself.
Wow, that's
yeah,
crazy.
Yeah. Actually, she's been waiting for you.
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
Yeah.
Why? Why wait for me and then don't give me anything? Just give me problems. I don't get it. That's crazy.
You know, you've heard the saying that God only gives us what we could handle.
Okay. But
and that's why you've had, you know, these different experiences. The main thing is, what did you learn from your experiences?
Yeah, well, it was a learning process, you know.
Yeah.
Well, I'm ready to move on and meet somebody else. And it's in a couple of weeks, and I'm going to start my meditation and just...
Yeah, start your meditation, start focusing on the positive and allowing her energy to come to your energy so that when you do meet, you'll know without a doubt.
Oh, I would know. Okay. I would know. Okay. And this is happening this summer, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Sounds good. And if she get in touch with me, basically what I should do is just ignore it.
Yeah.
Okay. Sounds good. So, well, thank you so much, guys. I'm glad you gave me a little more clarity on this because I was getting a little confused. Now I understand what she's all about. So, I know.
Well, it's very important. Let me explain to you also why it's so important that you meet your twin flame. Now that we're in 2013, all the twin flames are starting to unite with each other, and our world needs as many twin flames to come together as possible because it's going to lift the vibration of the world. We're being bombarded by a lot of negative energies. You know, if you listen to the media, listen to the news and all these things, and all you ever hear is nothing but negativity.
Okay. Well,
so
I'm all about
with the
I'm
twin flame
you.
Energy, that's going to lift, you know, us out of that negativity.
Well, I'm all about positive, if it makes sense. And that's
yeah.
why all these negative people coming to me, like you said, you know what I mean?
Right.
You know, but...
And all they are is, we call them psychic vampires. And they just want to draw all your energy.
So, wow, what do they get out of it?
That's what they feed on.
Because
so, I mean,
they don't have self-love, so they feed off that energy.
Yeah.
But
you know, like the movie, you know, vampires, how they have to suck blood
yeah.
in order to live.
But
it's almost the same concept.
But the funny thing is, I always feel like she's attracted to me. That's what I always feel.
Well, that's what she makes you think.
That's just a smoke screen.
Oh,
yeah.
really? So there's
yeah.
no attraction there. Okay.
No.
Okay, I'm glad you gave me all that info. So now I know what I have to do. I have to really handle it the way it's supposed to be done.
I mean, all you are is just like a prized trophy that a hunter would hang on his wall.
You're just a cattle.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I'm ready to move on, and I'm ready to move on.
I mean, if you want information, you know, the best thing to do, and me and my son will get, you know, talk to other psychics if we're something that we're lacking, you know, and get this information from these other people, because they're connecting, you know, with the higher source. You know,
yeah.
None of the information that we give you, it comes from us. It comes from a higher source.
I totally agree with you guys. That's where the confusion was coming from. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's why I was feeling like, what's going on? You know, it's pretty much a spiritual thing telling me that there's a
problem.
And think about it. Where does confusion come from? It comes from the dark side.
Yeah.
Right.
Something
but
you're
I know she's a vampire. Is she a bad person or something by nature or not? Or I'm just understanding what
she's
about.
No, she's not bad. She just don't know. Just doesn't know how to give love without taking it.
Right.
Okay.
When she was very young, I mean, she could have been abused, and she could have lost that love. And all she wants to do is take love, not give love.
Okay. Oh well. She's not going to take it from me anymore. I can tell you that.
No.
I mean, I made up my mind. Not that the reason I was there, because I didn't really understand what it was about. I was trying to understand it. But now that, you know, I'm trying to find love. I'm trying to, you know, have my career going on that well now. I'm trying to find love now. So, and I don't need that kind of stuff, you know. So,
right.
So I'm just going to do what I have to do and, you know, wait for my twin flame to come around and move on with my life, you know.
Right.
And
that's good.
And you said this is the last relationship that I'm going to go to in terms of, you know, bad relationship, right? Is that one of you guys said that, I think?
Adrian said that, yeah.
Okay. It's about time. Well, thank you so much, guys. Thank you. I really learned.
You are welcome. And call us back. You know, let us know when you do meet your twin flame, because we love to hear, you know, confirmations, you know, after we, you know, give readings to people. And we've had many. It just makes us feel like we're on the right track and doing, you know, and helping others, you know.
No, I think you are. I think you guys are. I mean, what you said tonight makes a lot of sense. Because that's why I was feeling so restless. You know, you get that feeling, you know, something's going on. I couldn't really quite understand. You know, and, you know, that confusion, I was like, what's going on here? There's something going on here. But you guys just gave me clarity. And then, you know, you come in a couple of weeks, somebody's coming, I'm ready, you know, just have to get rid of it and then wait for the
main thing is you don't want to have doubt.
Yeah.
Because doubt will put the brakes on everything.
Okay.
Okay. I just wanted to share that with you, that you want, you know, you can have faith, but along with faith, you have to have trust.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely, yeah. The reason that when there's doubt, there's obviously there's something wrong somewhere. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate your help very much, and I will call you back, guys, probably in a couple of weeks when I'm with my twin flame. You know, just, I keep up, you know.
Wow, we're happy for you. We know that when you do meet, it's going to be a happy time for you.
I hope so. It's been It's been a long road and it's been tough. So I really appreciate that.
Yeah. The main thing is enjoy the journey.
It's kind of hard to enjoy going through what I'm going through. You know?
Okay, let me tell you another thing. How would you appreciate good health if you didn't get sick?
Say it again.
how would you appreciate good health if you didn't get sick?
Oh, yeah. You're right. Yeah, I agree. I agree.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Totally. Yeah. Of course, you know, it makes a lot of sense.
And that's why you're going to appreciate your twin flame after the experiences that you've had.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Trust me. I will. You know,
yeah.
I would really cherish that twin flames because it's been a tough road. But I know you have other callers, so I want to thank you again for giving clarity.
Okay.
But you told me she's going to keep in touch with me, right? She's going to reach out, right? So I'm just going to make sure that I don't respond and just leave it alone.
Right.
Thank you so much, guys.
You have a good night.
You too.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You.
Thank
okay.
you.
Okay. Thank you for calling.
Sure.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Let's go ahead with the caller from the 202 area. You're on there. Hello. 202, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Hello.
Hi.
Hello. Hi, my name is Tierra.
And where are you from?
I'm calling from Washington, D.C.
Wonderful. And again, we want to welcome you to our show tonight. And you're talking to Roy and Adrian. And how can we help you?
Thank you. Thank you. Well, I had some questions about my love life. And at first, I thought that the ultimate love was the soulmate until I tuned into your show tonight, and then I learned about a twin flame. So as I was listening to the other callers, I started looking at what is a twin flame. And when you were telling the gentleman just before that, when he one a couple of ways that he would know that his twin flame is near and is close to being in his life, that he would start having dreams about her and her face would become clear, her character would become clear. And I wanted to let you know that that's something that I am experiencing. You know, I feel this strong connection to this guy out there, and it's like I was saying he was my soulmate because I didn't know anything about a twin flame. But when I looked at what a twin flame was...
Let me stop you for just one second. Adrian, I want you to explain to her the soulmate and the twin flame.
Well, soulmate can be practically anything, and a twin flame is part of the half of the soul that is part of your DNA and is also part of, I'm getting it's also part of the Christ consciousness too, and it's also a very rare thing. It's a very rare thing, and it's interesting because even though it's a rare thing, we're starting to hear more and more about it, and that people are actually coming together to meet their twin flames in the dream state. So it's kind of interesting how the souls are starting to intertwine. And so it is part of your consciousness. It's part of who you are. It's part of your every fiber of your being that, you know, that it's even much greater than we can understand. It's much greater than a soulmate.
I just wanted to share also that the soulmate, the reason you met, you know, these other people in your life, you know, in past relationships, and they were your soulmates, because there were some karmic lessons that you had to either pay, you know, with them or they had to pay with you. And you had to get past that in order to go on to the next soulmate. That's why soulmates they're not eternal. They're only, you know, during this lifetime. But the twin flame will be eternal.
I totally do agree because the past serious relationships that I've been in, I've always felt like a soul connection with them, but I just didn't feel that it was completely right for me to want to say, let me commit the rest of my life with them. And there was lessons to be learned, and I learned a lot from them, and I'm sure that they've learned a lot from me. But I'm interested in meeting my twin flame.
Okay, Adrian, what do you get in on the charts and her meeting her twin flame?
Well, it's saying that you've gotten past your lessons and your focus on your twin flames will lead you to your twin flame and that your connection is building. So I'm getting that that it's very near for you to actually cross paths. And the first sign that you'll be receiving is synchronicities and dreams. So that'll be your first step to meeting your twin flame, according to the chart.
Okay, well, I've already started experiencing that. Like one night I had a dream that I have a son and there was a little girl there, but I didn't feel that the daughter, the girl came from me, but somehow I felt that she was accepted into my life as my own daughter, too. And me and the gentleman, we were in the house, and my mother was in the other room, and somehow in my dream, I felt at peace, like, yes, this is the one. And, you know,
wow.
His face is coming clear to me, like, when I meet guys, you know, because I've been single for 3 years and I just got into the whole dating scene, but when I meet guys, I look at them totally different. Like, I don't feel the connection. I see something else in them that they're, I definitely see that they're not for me. And so I'd immediately let them go because, just like you said, it's poison. They're there to throw you off track. And, you know, I want to be with my twin flame. I want to be with my other half, you know, because I want to be happy. I'm tired of going through a circle of relationships that end into being nothing. So then it's like this guy that I was talking about, I feel that he is my twin flame. Because whenever I think about him, my heart just, like, goes pitter-patter, pitter-patter. And I just feel like he is, that's who I need to be with. That's who I need to be with. But then I try to get it out of my mind, and then I thought maybe it's just that I'm infatuated because he's a celebrity. But then when I take it and put him on the back burner in the back of my mind, and then when his name just pops up at the top of my brain, it's like, oh, my gosh. The love is, like, resurfaced all over again.
Yeah. You know, as you were talking, I was getting visions of the past lives that you and your twin flame had. And this goes all the way back to the early times of actually during the times of Robin Hood.
Yeah, I can really see that because the thing is the way my senses work, my sight, hearing, all of that taste, it's like I don't see things as clear as some people. Now, definitely I've talked with other psychics, and they've said that I do have a clairvoyant ability. And I just started learning about it because I've always had those visions and the dreams, but I never understood what it was about. And so as I learn more and more about it, I'm understanding what it is that I'm going through, and I always reflect back to when I was a child in deep thoughts that I had with myself of what my future was going to bring. And when I look at my life, look at my past, I'm like, yo, that really happened. But then it's like I was so young, and it's like I tried to really bring clarity to the thought. But for some reason, I'm just feeling like we saw each other as young children, and we said we made a bond, an agreement that we will be together at some point. Do not settle. And that's why I've never been able to settle.
That's amazing. And I'm getting
wow.
that your abilities are getting a lot stronger.
Yeah, they are. They are.
Yeah.
I'm getting more of a better understanding of what's really going on with me and how to accept it all, you know, and just embrace it.
What's interesting is your twin flame has a lot of those same abilities.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's why you and him can communicate during the astral. Plus, you can use mental telepathy also to communicate.
I mean, I totally definitely feel that we are communicating. I feel that it
right.
turns on and it turns off.
Adrian, what are you getting from that?
Well, I think they're building, and it's like your connection is building, but still that wall that's in front of you, and I'm kind of getting a lot of this comes from his DNA, that there needs to be some DNA correction.
And
what do you recommend,
if at all possible, this coming Sunday night, we have a lady by the name of Lana Radford, and what she can do is go into your DNA, you know, with your permission, and make any corrections so that you can, you know, get with your twin flame a lot sooner.
And you know what? That's odd that you should say that, because a couple of months back, I started thinking we're not connecting. We're not able to connect because there's something going on with him in his life.
Right.
I had that thought. I had that exact same thought. But,
wow.
You know, I'm new to this, so it's like I'm really just like fishing for answers within myself. And as I learn a little bit by a little bit, then I take and research more and more and more. So that's why I get on Blog Talk and I listen to the show, because I'm getting more and more insight. Now, can you see?
You know, and it's interesting, as you're talking, again, I keep getting visions back to that time. And what it was is your twin flame was a knight. And he used to have a black stallion that he used to ride on.
Well, definitely, I picture him.
But he worked for the king.
Now, my visions that I have of him is that he's
yeah.
this tall, strong stallion guy.
Yeah.
I mean, like when I see him, I could just feel my body just melting inside of his.
Wow.
And every day and every time I meet a guy, I'm just waiting for that feeling to come over me. I'll
mm-hmm.
know.
Well, you'll know. You'll know without a doubt. But the whole thing is, it's going to hit you like a bolt of lightning.
That's how it hit me.
Yeah.
Okay, now after the visions, I mean, after the dreams of the twin flame, what else can I expect to happen? So that I know that we're getting closer to each other, or he is in my life.
Well, I'm getting that something that he's waiting to happen, too.
I'm getting, you're going to keep getting signs.
Well, at first I thought that, no, I did think that it was something that he's waiting to happen, but I thought it was that he's waiting for something to change in my life, and I thought it was my location, where I'm living. Like, I was living in Maryland, then I moved to Virginia, but for some reason I got a voice that told me, go to Virginia. But then when I got to Virginia, something didn't feel right. Something said, he's not going to want to connect with me in Virginia. Go closer to Maryland, Laurel. And so, maybe a month ago, I was standing outside of my apartment, and I was waiting for a couple of friends to come pick me up so we could go out. And this black Hummer had rolled past. And in my heart, I felt like that was him in that car. That was him.
Wow.
That was him. And and a smile just came over my face. But because I had plans to go out, he for some reason I feel that he is coming around where I'm at, and I'm coming around where he's at. But our paths just aren't connecting. Well, we can cross and be ready for each other.
Well, you got to remember that everything, it comes in divine timing. The universe is the one that brings the twin flames together. And when that time is ready, it'll happen.
Mhm.
I mean, you could be outside getting your newspaper, and he could just be coming right around the corner.
And I'm going to tell you one more thing. I had a vision that this black Hummer was going to ride past my balcony, and it was him. And now, I had been living in that apartment complex for a year. So, you know, I constantly park all around the apartment complex. So I pretty much knew the cars that was around there. Now, a Hummer really stands out in the apartment complex, okay? So it was only one person that had a Hummer around there. Well, this Hummer had rolled past, and I said, that's not the same Hummer that's parked over there all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just like, no way. No way. I know.
And that's interesting. That I was picking up on a black stallion from the past life that you had with your twin flame.
And it's like, I know that black is his favorite color. I know that black is his favorite color, because when I see black, it's like my favorite color is blue, and it's like, okay, black and blue, it just goes together. It goes together. Whenever you see somebody wearing black and blue, you don't even have to scan the outfit, you just know it goes together. It goes together no matter what it looks like. It goes together.
Right.
And I'm just like, oh, my gosh. And see, then also I'm like, am I seeing things? You know, and then it's like I want to ask somebody that's sitting next to me, did you just see that? Because I was talking to a friend of mine yesterday, and I was like, I feel that my interpretation is off, because I would be reading a book and I would read something, and then I put the book down, and maybe like a couple of months later I'll go back to just reread what I had read, and then it's no longer there. And I'm like, wait.
Yeah.
Something's going on. So that's why, you know, I'm not trying to learn about people. I'm trying to learn about me and what is going on with me.
And that's the first step. We have to know ourselves and love ourselves, and to be more, you know, in that relationship before we can bring on another relationship into our lives.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the main thing is to go with the flow. That,
yeah.
You know, sometimes we tend to want things to rush and move a lot faster. but the universe is gonna move at its pace. You know that when that time comes, you'll be ready. That's the main thing.
Okay, now I have a question. Was everybody connecting with their twin flame now? Do you think that that somehow have a connection with the cicadas getting ready to come?
Yeah.
Okay, I felt the exact same way. Because when I learned about cicadas and that they're a mating, that's all they do is mate, and they only come every 17 years, then I'm like,
yeah.
A twin flame is something that doesn't happen that often. So
no.
I'm like, hmm.
Main thing is this is all, you know, part of the plan, you know, that, you know, now that we're in the golden age or the golden era, whatever you want to call it, that, you know, we're going through a transformation. You know, the earth is preparing itself. Things are going to change, you know, more than a lot of people even realize, you know, what's coming and what's going to change. The main thing is to be with our twin flame.
Mm-hmm.
When that happens.
Now, can you explain to me why do I have these visions and then they when they come to fruition, like what are some things that I can that I need to know about what's going on with that so that I can look it up and research it to help me understand it? Because what I do when I have the vision, I try to get so into the vision that everything is clear to me. So that way, when it does happen, I'm not feeling like it's just deja vu.
Now, the main thing is we have to follow our intuition, what our intuition is telling us. Our intuition is that part of us that has a connection to source. The main thing is we can't, you know, everybody wants to come to an understanding on why things happen and how it began and everything, and that's not what's important. What's important is it's getting back to where we need to be. We're going back to the basics. In the basics, we're using our intuition, you know, for the highest good so that we can learn unconditional love again, and that's part of that Christ consciousness that we all have to be there in order for us to ascend into the new world.
I totally, totally agree, and that's what I said, because when you look at whenever you go to school, and I've gone to school for a lot of different things, they teach you a lot of stuff like what's up to date, but they always show you the basics.
Right.
Mm-mm-mm.
Like anything, you know, that's where we're all headed back is to the basics.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Things can get so high-tech and,
yeah.
You know, you have this latest thing out, but when it all boils down to it, you aren't going to have no more iPhones. You're not going to have any more TVs. You're just going to have your hands and feet. And your mouth.
You know, this is interesting. I worked around a lot of people over the years, and I had a friend that, you know, you would ask him a question, just a basic question, but yet he would go into so much information, you know, and the way this other friend described it, he said, I just asked him for the time, and he told me how to build a watch. So, you know, some people tend to want to know a little bit. Well, they want to give out more information than what we really need. Main thing is we have to know deep down inside, you know, our intuition. Our intuition guides us and takes us where, you know, we're feeling protected, more connected to source, and following that. And that's why it's important that you follow that in order to meet your twin flame again.
Okay.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and let you go now. And because any minute we're going to just get kicked off. And again, I want to thank you for joining us tonight. And call us. Let us know, you know, when you do meet that special twin flame and share with us, you know, your experience.
All right. And thank you so much for taking my call.
You are so welcome, and you have a good night.
Bye-bye.
Bye.